This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, goodness gracious, we're back again, the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz on the week of Fritz to Camera 2.
Ah!
I mean, Ikey, how you feeling, brother?
Well, I tell you what.
Yeah.
Anticipating Wednesday.
Oh, throw strikes, Fritz!
The big showdown.
Let's go, baby!
Brother Spike, I feel pretty good, man, coming off the weekend. Another series win for the Phillies. Over my hometown, Cincinnati Reds. In case you guys didn't notice, didn't tweet all weekend because I don't tweet when the Phillies and the Reds play each other.
Wow, that's serious.
I just do not do it because I'm going through my own emotional tug of war myself.
Oh, yeah.
Jackie Baseball, don't hate.
Nope.
We won the series. Holla at your boy.
And he definitely didn't try to wear Reds gear to a Phillies the holiday no-hitter so that you missed it and had to go home and missed one of the best moments in Phillies history.
Yes, thank you.
How's everyone doing?
Hey, we're doing good, buddy.
Yeah, good.
Are you ready? Are you going to throw strikes?
We'll see.
Oh, I don't like that.
Nah, I was shoving on Saturday.
There we go.
I felt good Saturday. Arm currently still a little hanging. It's the wings a little.
What?
The arm's hanging a little bit.
All right.
So we'll get
what does
back.
That mean? Is that good?
No.
Okay, it's a little sore.
It's a little sore.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll be all right for Wednesday?
Yeah.
You icing it down?
The ice doesn't help anymore.
Okay. And when you said the arm's sore, I'm sorry, we'll get into the real topic.
Yeah,
do you mean the shoulder?
My shoulder is sore.
Okay, so not the elbow.
No.
Okay.
Your elbow feels better today. I was a little worried my last pitch on Saturday, but it's fine.
All right.
I've already come to grips. Sorry to make this about me. Not my style. Would never want to do
no,
that.
No, never.
But I've decided, I'm just going to, if I tear it, I tear it.
Yeah,
yeah
there we
like
go.
Like
BG.
It's whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. If I learned from BG, you might as well just tear it and get it over with.
He won the Super Bowl. He tore it again. He won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
As long as you win. As long as you win on Wednesday.
And as long as you're back to work after we're on vacation.
Oh, it's not affecting my vocal cords.
Okay, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Well, he's got to be back. He's got to be at work at 2 o'clock that afternoon, to be quite honest with you.
No trips to the emergency room?
No.
All right, good.
All right. 215-592-9494. Big show, as always, on a Monday. We have to start the show talking about Zach Wheeler, who, you know, I believe is the best athlete in Philadelphia. First of all, he was incredible. One batter away from a perfect game. Of all people, Austin Hayes hitting a friggin' home run.
Yep.
But just an amazing effort. He was amazing all of June. His ERA was like 0.5 in June. And then starts off July the exact same way. I am laying the gauntlet down here. And I'm going to allow everybody who was on the WIP staff, everyone who is listening, who had Zach Wheeler behind Jalen Hurts on your friggin' top 11 list to you have a mulligan. I'm giving you the chance at a mulligan. I'm giving John Ritchie, who had Zach Wheeler, by the way, at number 9 on his top 11 list. Number nine, that's John tough. Ritchie
that's
had.
That's tough.
Hugh Douglas had Zach Wheeler number nine. James Seltzer, who did a podcast yesterday with Jack, talking about how lucky we are to have Zach Wheeler in our town, had him number six and said that Jalen Hurts is better at being a quarterback than Zach Wheeler is at being a starting pitcher. Devin Caney had him at number 10.
Cowboy Caney.
Number 10 behind Cooper DeJean and Miechkoff. Elliot had him at number 8 behind Quinyon Mitchell. Rhea had him at number 6, also behind Jalen Hurts. Jolly had him at number 4. Stop it. At least our the fans of WIP know where he's supposed to be. It's the staff. Maybe everybody in the internet's right that nobody here knows what they're talking about. Because Zach Wheeler, at worst, is number 3. You can make an argument for Saquon. Maybe you make an argument for Lane Johnson. But those are the only two guys in the city who are as consistently awesome as Zach Wheeler. So here is your chance for a mulligan. Did you have him behind Jalen? You didn't have him behind Jalen.
I did not.
Okay. All right,
let me just let you know.
No.
Yeah, all right.
Be quiet in there. You pipe down in there.
Say you're sorry.
I just want you to know.
Yes.
After that little diatribe you just went on
sir.
Yeah,
yes.
I wish I had a head Hurts in front of Zach Wheeler.
But you have some sense.
Yes.
You have some sense. That guy, first of all, just without comparing him to anybody, he is outrageous.
I've been awesome.
I mean, just so good. And I think you were right. When we were talking about Zach last week, and I was saying how somehow he feels underrated in some way, it is that he is missing whatever that moment is. You know, that Roy Halladay had a couple of them.
Yep.
He had a playoff no-hitter.
Yep.
And by the way, they didn't even win the World Series that year, but he had a playoff no-hitter.
Yep.
And I just want Zach Wheeler to have something. Whether it's a regular season no-hitter or a playoff win that we never forget. Just give me a moment so his star can be lifted in a way that it deserves it. You know what I mean? Because what it comes down to, we were talking to Pat Gallen from CBS3 earlier, and he asked me the same question. Mm-hmm. And it's that he doesn't say anything, but we've had plenty of huge stars in Philadelphia that don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen doesn't say anything. Chase Utley never said anything.
Well, Jalen is measured.
He's measured.
Yes, he's measured.
He's like I really don't think it's that. I think it's what you said, and it's we don't have that one moment. And he's just so good. I want him to be remembered in a way, or to be even not even remembered, thought of in a way.
Be appreciated
while he's here.
In that way. Yeah.
Be appreciated in how good he is.
Yeah. And every time he goes out there, we're reminded of it. I mean, seriously, you watch him. Hell, not just yesterday, but for the last month and a half. I mean, this is what he's been doing seemingly every time he takes the mound. So to have a pitcher like this and of this caliber, I think sometimes we can take it for granted. I can be guilty of that as well. Sometimes you take it for granted. Zach also isn't this dynamic personality where he's going to grab headlines when he says something. Right, he's not demonstrative when he's out there on the field.
Right.
He's cool, he's calm, he's collective. I mean, the one little emotional burst he showed us against New York, we jumped on that like there he is.
Yes, he likes it.
That's how happy we were.
Well, I even thought yesterday when
he believe I made that noise.
Yeah. Dude, I want to cut that video of you looking at the camera and panting like a dog. Like that could be used.
I had to stop myself, like, hold on, did I just do that?
We are on YouTube.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I even thought yesterday when they were asking him after the game about the chance in the ninth inning, and he was like, that's what's great about playing in Philadelphia. Even a part of me was Philly guys like, yeah, he likes this. He likes it here, you know? We're just like looking for those little Easter eggs of the fact that he's enjoying what he's doing because, man, he is. And by the last thing
Go
on
ahead,
him is like, and this is what I loved about Halladay, is that there are some pitchers, Ranger is one of them. Ranger stuff isn't like impressive.
Yeah.
Ranger is crafty and good and all of those things. But when you have a guy like Zach Wheeler, who not only is a great pitcher, but he's throwing 97 miles an hour and throwing breaking balls that guys can't even touch, he's just like, he is the whole package Zach Wheeler is.
I completely agree. But it's when describing him and when talking about him, it's ironic that you'll get to your question in a minute here, what we want to talk about, but it's very much like our quarterback.
The way he carries himself.
He doesn't say a whole lot, right? And when he gives us a little something, we love it, right? It's like, Oh, man, he does enjoy playing here. He is having fun playing football. And so he gives you a little something there. That's a lot like Zach. Man, I mean, you know, I don't know how one could be in front of the other.
But I can. Well, you know what I want to ask James? You know what I want to ask James Seltzer? Yeah. What I want to ask, and John Ritchie to a lesser extent, and Elliot, and Rhea, and all of these clowns that I work with here at WIP, I say that with love, is like, James, how many times after a game during last year's Eagles season did you do a Go Birds podcast about how lucky you are that Jalen Hurts plays in Philadelphia? Like, I understand that you like him and he is a good player, but what was the last time? Like, we have just had six straight weeks of after you watch this guy, you're like, I can't even believe he's on the Phillies. How many times? Like, I understand that the quarterback is the most important position all those things.
You just can't minimize that.
And it is.
Also, probably after the Super Bowl, he had one that said, yes, thank God for Jalen Hurts. Right?
Yes, after the Super Bowl, but like, the season's 5 months long. Do you see what I'm saying? Like I just come on. Like, let's grow up for 5 seconds and be honest with ourselves. We're like, they won the Super Bowl. It's great. It's awesome.
This is going to break you.
What? Zach Wheeler is so good. It's just like, he's so good.
But it's also easier for him to be successful at his job.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it is.
He can't hand the ball off. He's got to throw the pitch every time.
Yeah, that's oversimplifying what Hurts does. It's just hand the ball.
Well, I'm just it's easier in what way? That there's less eyes on him?
Yep, there's less eyes, there's less pressure.
Okay, sure.
The fact that there are three other guys, especially, is much easier on him in this rotation because you got three other pitchers that could make an argument to be an ace in another rotation.
Sure, you also got one of the worst defenses in baseball behind you. Like, you got an offense that, by the way, yesterday had one run until the eighth inning. Mm-hmm. Like, every time he goes out there, it feels like a nail biter that he's actually going to win the game because they're not scoring runs. Like, I admit, I can see.
Yeah, but when you have more games, you have more opportunities.
For sure, yep.
Jalen doesn't have as many opportunities playing the position that he plays, which is why his play is more critical. We don't react to Zach Wheeler's pitching the way we react to Jalen's quarterbacking. Or anybody else that's quarterbacked in this city.
Zach can have a bad game and we can brush it off. He can have three straight games.
Exactly. Sure. So that plays into how difficult it is to do your job.
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
Sure, I agree. We do have a next question today in that I was thinking yesterday, over the weekend, July 4th weekend, there's fireworks everywhere and I saw them being sold everywhere. When I was a kid, like, I remember my dad used to go to Florida to get fireworks. Because you couldn't buy fireworks in Pennsylvania. I don't think you could buy them in Jersey.
You can't really go all the way to Florida to get fireworks.
He did. Because what he
told you.
There's no way he's fireworks.
No way he went to Florida and smuggled fireworks back.
He did. And here's why. Because what he would do, he would go down there for spring training, drive back up. And when he drove back up, that's when he would get
the
fireworks.
With a trunk full of goods?
Yeah, dude, absolutely. He was breaking the law. Contraband. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. I'm sure it was a federal crime.
Yeah, but he doesn't seem like a guy around the neighborhood lighting fireworks.
Oh, we love fireworks.
Really?
Oh, yeah, love fireworks. Yeah.
Not even just on the air.
No, set them up. Yes, real fireworks in the front yard. Amazingly, he still has both hands. What? His original hands. Yeah. So
someone would say that about me, too.
Yeah. You're the fact that you're still... You know,
all intact,
dude. I'm waiting for it. One of our July 4ths.
It's not going to happen.
You're going to be texting with your nose from the ER.
The JPP, Jason Pierre-Paul text.
Yeah. So for next,
because you keep saying every time you come in, every year is like, yep, 15 years without an injury.
Yep.
14 years without an injury. Yeah. 13 years without an injury.
It's always the number one goal, man. Yep. Don't get injured and don't injure anybody else.
So for next question today, it's very simple. What is easier now than it used to be?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like, what is easier? Getting fireworks easier than it used to be? Jack, what's easier?
A lot of big answers. Yep. But the one that really jumps out to me is, like, getting breaking news on trades or, like, free agent signings.
I mean,
you used to have to wait for, like, the updates or whatever, or wait for the 6
hey,
o'clock
I was,
news.
Yeah, I was going to say the evening news.
Like, I'm probably the last generation that still has a little part of that. This next generation has no idea of
oh,
what
right,
it used
yeah.
to be like to get the breaking sports news.
Sure, yeah. To have to wait for it or be surprised by it? Yeah.
Turn on Sports Rise in the morning?
Yeah.
Well, that's still light.
He's a 6 and 11.
Yeah. Ike loves the local news.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Yes,
that's
yes,
true,
I
though.
Do love the
yeah,
local news.
You do.
Although it hasn't been much fun the last few days.
No.
A lot of trash.
Yeah.
It stinks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ike, what's easier now than it used to be?
I'm going
to
go with a big answer. Take it off the board. It's got to be getting from place to place. GPS.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
I don't even know how we survived without one in the first place.
And, dude, it's only been like 15 years.
It
was, I think my Val got me for my birthday once a GPS device. Like, before
the
it was
one
your
used
phone.
To, yeah, the one you used to stick on in the lighter in the bar. Yeah.
And that was probably about 14 years ago. So it's not like a long time that we've had those things.
Yeah.
And we had MapQuest before that.
Yeah.
Imagine even before that.
I still call it MapQuest.
MapQuest, yeah.
I still call it MapQuest.
Dude, mine is taking pictures. I mean,
how about that?
I mean, think of a time where you couldn't see something. We can take a picture of anything, anytime, at any moment.
Dude, the phone comes out. It's the first thing you do.
It's the first thing.
Pull the phone out. Give me a picture.
I mean, it's so crazy that there's a button on the phone that just brings up your camera. Now you don't have to unlock your phone anymore.
Yeah.
I agree. And getting the pictures, you have to get them developed and, you know, take it to the photo mat and the parking lot of the Kmart or whatever to get it developed.
Yes.
All right.
Disposable cameras.
Oh, disposable cameras?
I was a big disposable camera guy.
Were you a Polaroid guy?
That the one that comes out.
Spit it right out.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. Ike was a big VCR guy down at the Pro Bowl. You know,
right.
He had that big.
Yeah.
It was a DVD when I went.
That's good.
Yes.
That's a good sign.
It was the Handycam, the DVD.
All right. 215-592-9494. Are you ready to just. I'm going to give you a mulligan on Zach Wheeler, specifically comparing him to one other player here in Philadelphia. And next question today, give us something that is easier now than it used to be. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Oh, apropos, Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, man. Look, I mean, they both graded their positions. Like, I mean, you can't be wrong with either one.
Sure you can.
I mean, you can, because I'm going to tell you why. Like, it's the importance of the position. Like, I'm going to be real. Like, you could be, like, a bagger at the grocery store and be better than somebody being a bagger than you are ringing somebody out. Like, I'm just – that's like on a low level. But what I'm saying is, like, just because, like –
You're saying the bagger's position is not as important as the other position.
Exactly. Like Zach Wheeler got to go out there and pitch, do his innings, and then he done. You know what I'm saying? He don't got to worry about, like, Zach Wheeler did his job. Like, when you're the quarterback of a team, you get blamed no matter what. Even if the defense is garbage. Like if the Phillies defense is trash, like, we be blaming people.
Oh, yeah. No one's ever blamed the Eagles defense for the team being bad. They didn't do that all of 2023.
No. No, they didn't.
Like, yeah, it's just they did.
No, they – You weren't here.
Well, I'm alive, and the internet's there.
People were saying the defense was bad. But, like, what do we talk? We don't sit here and talk about the defense. We say who collapsed. Dude, just say it.
Just say it out loud. Say it out loud. Zach Wheeler's better being a starting pitcher than Jalen is at being a quarterback.
I just disagree.
But you don't disagree. You think that Jalen's better at being quarterback than Zach Wheeler is at being a starting pitcher?
I do.
Well, you're lying. You're lying.
How are you going to tell me how I feel?
Well, because I'll take all the other stuff. I'll take the pressure, and I'll take all those things. I concede all those things. What I'm asking is this one specific thing. Zach Wheeler as a starting pitcher is better than Jalen is as a quarterback.
I personally don't believe so. Like, as I said, that's just me. I think Zach Wheeler is a great pitcher. I had him as number three on my top 11, but a lot of stuff going to pitching, right? Like, for example, like I can give you some, you know, that we live in right now. Zach, a better pitcher than Joe DeCamera is a baseball player, but that don't mean that he not going to beat him. You see what I'm saying? I don't mean that Joe might not go out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that. Like, we know what the fact is, but it's like it goes into it more than just, oh, this guy's better than that guy. It's two different positions. It's two. So the guy that has more responsibility and harder work to do, I'm going to always say the job is harder.
There is not a harder job in baseball than starting pitcher. There's not a job, by the way, in baseball that is more similar to quarterback than starting pitcher. It's the only player in baseball. I suppose you could say the catcher, but you can get away with a suboptimal catcher. You're not getting away with a suboptimal starting pitcher, certainly not over the length of time. I mean, there's nobody else in baseball that touches the ball every single time. Like, it's the position. By the way, it's probably the only position in baseball where you can single-handedly give your team a chance to win the game no matter what anybody else does. The Phillies had one run going into the eighth inning yesterday, or even into the ninth. When did Stott hit the home run? In the eighth. He hit it in the eighth. One run. And by the way, how many times is it like that? And I don't know the stats, but it certainly feels like it. Maybe I'm just combining all of the Phillies pitchers in this because it feels like there is more pressure on them every single game because there's so many games where the Phillies don't score until the bullpen comes in. I understand it's harder to be a quarterback than it is to be a pitcher. But that said, you could still say that Zach Wheeler is better at being a pitcher than Jalen is at being a quarterback.
Like I said, I'm not disagreeing with nothing you said. Like, I'm not disagreeing. What I'm saying is, with the nature of the position, the quarterback is the hardest position to play in sports. That position, on top of playing at a great level, winning, producing, all that stuff going to it. And that's harder to do. Because when you pitching, you only got to worry about what the pitcher do. He don't got to worry about making sure this guy run the right route, making sure this guy know this, blocking. You don't got to do that. It's you versus that batter, and I'm going to do my thing. Right or wrong,
I agree with you. But my thing is, where Spike has a legitimate point, is that Zach is at the – what would you say Zach is at in the league in starting pitching?
Like top four.
Top four? Well, Jalen's top five.
Right, yeah. Everyone says that.
Most people do.
Good question. A guy like Randy Johnson, Greg Maddux, you know, Roger Clemens, greatest pitchers of all time.
Yeah.
And you're going against a guy like Tom Brady. Like, who would you think is greater at what they do?
I don't understand. But those things are even, right? Like, Tom Brady was one of the highest ranked passers in the league not every year, but he was up there. He produced statistically. You know, the reason that Tom Brady is up above the Marinos of the world or whoever, or even Peyton Manning, is because he has won so much. But as far as production, there was no. Tom Brady produced, like, from a statistical standpoint as well. Like, he did both things.
I'm talking about people his position. I'm talking about, if you talk about an all-time greater, like Randy Johnson, Greg Maddux, Roger Clemens, and then Tom Brady, compared, who would you say is greater? Rather, just the position.
Well, those are even to me.
Next
question, Nate. Give us something that's easier than it used to
be. So, communication. I don't know if it works into what Jack said, but like, if you just have to call your mom to come pick you up.
Yep.
I didn't have a cell phone until I was in ninth grade, so you got to call the house phone. Mom might not pick up. You ain't had sex.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Corey.
Vacation.
We do have our first mulligan, I think, on the WIP staff on vacation, calling us all the way from Montana, Cowboy Caney. Devin Caney is with us. Scoops, how are you?
I'm good. Just want to clarify. Yeah. I did not call you guys. I'm in the Bozeman, Montana airport, and I get a call from a random Philadelphia number. And I don't know why I chose to answer it, because Jack Fritz is on the other line.
Yep.
He's like, what, you got a rodeo right now?
Well, so, Devin, you had Zach Wheeler ranked at number 10 on your on your top 11.
Egregious.
Are you accepting the mulligan? Are you taking the mulligan? You can make it go away forever and say that Zach Wheeler should have been higher.
I mean, he's like, Zach Wheeler has been pitching incredibly well. Like, he deserves a Cy Young, but I still stand by my reasoning.
Ooh. How?
I like this.
Let her speak.
What is wrong with you, Fritz? These guys are nuts.
Why is everyone yelling at me?
They're nuts. They didn't think you were. They thought you were going to change your mind. I'm glad you didn't. Go ahead. State your case.
Well, I got to stick to it. He's incredible. I love Zach Wheeler. I think he deserves a Cy Young. He pitches every 5 days, and I'm sorry. I just don't think that it requires a similar amount of athleticism as, you know, Cooper DeGene, who can play multiple positions on the football.
Okay. All right. Okay. Devin. Fair.
Oh,
that part's fair. Cooper DeGene has played 13 regular season NFL games. He's a nickel corner. He's a nickel corner who was a rookie last year. Zach Wheeler has been.
That makes him more impressive, though.
No. Okay. So is every cornerback in the NFL more impressive than Zach Wheeler?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, so
I'm saying Cooper DeGene. You said for top 11 athletes right now, Cooper DeGene picked off the best quarterback in the NFL and ran it back for a touchdown Super Bowl where they won. He plays multiple positions.
Yep.
He returned punts. He plays safety. He plays corner. He's a versatile athlete. I'm sorry.
And the defense took off when he got in the lineup. The defense took off.
He's versatile, but that doesn't make him better at what he does than Zach Wheeler at what he does. You're being crazy. Michkov, he didn't even win Rookie of the Year. He wasn't even the best rookie in hockey.
He got benched.
Franchise-altering player.
Oh, my God. They're still out of the playoffs. Let him alter the franchise, for Christ's sake.
He won the Flyers so many. He won in shootouts. The Flyers, every time they went to overtime.
What are you talking about, Caney?
You're all wormed up.
He probably was the best scorer on the team.
Damn, amazing. They were the third worst team in hockey.
Stay in Montana.
Oh, wow.
Well, I might have to because I think everyone in the airport hates me right now.
All right.
It's probably a small airport. It's fine.
Yeah. It's definitely a small airport.
You know, there's a reason, Devin, that pride is one of the seven deadly sins, and you are finding it out right now. Your pride won't allow you to take this mulligan. We gave you the shot, and you're not taking it.
Way to hang in there, Scoops.
Yep. All right, fine.
Yep. Thank you, Ike.
Goodbye. Yep. She's banned from the show.
Well, she joins every homestand, though.
Not now.
Until she says Zach Wheeler should be in at least the top five.
At least top three. Top three.
That was a tough one over Cooper DeGene.
Yeah. And Michkov.
And Michkov.
He's franchise altering.
All the games they won.
Yeah.
What games?
Franchise altering. First of all, everybody's mad at the Flyers again anyway because franchise altering player, for Christ's sake. Okay. It's your chance to take your mulligan on Zach Wheeler. Should have been higher. And specifically, Zach Wheeler. Better at being starting pitcher than Jalen Hurts as quarterback. 215-5. Just say it. It feels so good to say it. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, too, we came up with some new rules or some stated rules now for Fritz versus DeCamera with DeCamera on the phone Thursday. By the way, I'm not even sure that DeCamera agreed to all of these. Like, he provisionally agreed, and Rod said he believes the rules.
Yeah, there's no nailing him down on this, for sure.
All right, so that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.